Madam Clerk, item number four, please.
Item number four, from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to set forth a model which clarifies the policy intent of the board for the provision of shared services and the transition of management of the County Correctional Facility South from the Office of the Sheriff to the Executive Branch effective April 2013. On December 20th, 2012, this item was referred back to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services.
Very good. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. Craig Hamholz, Fiscal and Budget Administrator.
Yes.
Before you have a file that lays out, provides a little bit more of the meat on the bones of the amendment that was passed as part of the 2013 budget process that transferred the House of Corrections from the Sheriff's Office to under an independent superintendent at the House of Corrections. So before you, you'll see a file that lays out the shared services that we anticipate would occur, as well as the staffing at the HOC. I'm basically available for questions, as I understand it. This was previously before this committee, so I'm available to take questions at this time.
And Mr. Kamholz, there's kind of an ad hoc, if you will, House of Correction Committee that meets on a weekly basis?
Correct.
And how is that proceeding?
You're right. We do meet on a weekly basis. We have been working through these issues with the participant members. The executive's office is represented. DAS Fiscal is represented. You have people from the courts, the district attorney's office, other represented offices throughout the county. We are making progress in anticipation of an April 1 date. And I understand that April 1 date is subject to discussion at a later file today.
Very good. My second point, and I know that this is more apropos for the next item, but currently there is litigation as far as the sheriff, in essence, whether or not legally the sheriff would in essence give that up, and so that is being held up in court. And I believe I'm going to turn to Attorney Grady that there's it's going to be heard at least in February 7th or February 4th.
Mr. Chairman, there's a scheduling conference in front of the judge on February 5th, and at that point we'll have a better idea of what type of schedule the judge intends to use for the case, how rapidly it will move.
Very good. Okay, I wanted to just set the scene then. Okay, I saw Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to know, Mr. Kamholz, I should call to ask somebody, what is a low org? What is that?
We budget by org unit, and in this case, the org unit would be for the Sheriff's Office, so that would be org unit 4000. Underneath that, there are what are termed low orgs, so there are subunits within that organization of the Sheriff's Office. Referred to in this file are, I believe, 4,000 and the 4,300. And the 4,300 series low org refers to everything out at the House of Correction. The 4,000 series low org refers to everything basically at the jail. So we felt that was the best way to bifurcate in terms of establishing staffing at the House of Correction and staffing at the jail.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move approval of item four. As was mentioned earlier, we've discussed this and passed it along to the board. Hopefully the board has had enough time to digest what the committee did last cycle, and we can move forward on separating the House of Correction from the Sheriff's Department.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. Let me look to Attorney Grady first. While we can vote on this matter, we need to change the dates that are listed in here simply because of the whole timing issue with the court case, et cetera.
Mr. Chairman, I would say not necessarily. At this point, there's no injunction on the county board's policy. There's no court order stopping the county board from moving forward with this policy.
Okay.
That may come, but it hasn't come yet.
Okay.
And so at this point, I think you should operate consistent with your budget of resolution.
Very good. Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I mean, I you know, everything kind of goes into the next one, but I figured before they came up, since you know we're passing this, is the question I had last month was this is a pretty significant list here, and it says it's not the full list. And I commented that it took it would necessitate quite a bit, to say the least, cooperation from the office of the sheriff. So I'm presuming in this group that's been meeting that the sheriff has not had a representative, or the sheriff's department has not been represented at this at all.
I do not know. The sheriff's department was not at the meeting. However, there have been communications and discussions with the executive's office and sheriff's staff. During the process, but not represented in that committee per se.
Okay, I guess my question would be, in looking forward to the next resolution and giving extra time and stuff like this, with litigation coming up, and I'm wondering about the reason for litigation, but that's here or there, it's not me. Is that what can be accomplished to compress this? I mean, it's the will of the body, and because of what's happened, that this change go in effect. I was of the opinion that we should go slower. That's not the majority opinion. So, but I still am concerned that there's so much to be done here. I mean, you know, you start reading these things, and the cooperation of laundry's got to do this, the meal's got to do this. You know, they have to be working together. They've got to be in agreement. And I guess, you know, you have started the process to look for someone. I mean, that can be started, obviously, if people have been brought in. Maybe you could comment on that, and then, you know, I guess I'm looking for some kind of answer, practicality, and that, you know, how far can you go forward without having the chance to really go forward until this litigation is done? And I don't know how long that will take. I'm interested in hearing about that. Maybe that's the next item again too. But you know, there's questions that, you know, the obvious questions that came from last month still aren't answered for me for this month, even though it's pretty much the same document. So I'll stop there, I guess. Thank you.
Mr. Kamhaus?
I think the first question you had is, how is the search going for superintendent, warden of the House of Correction, if you will. I know that the executive has been very active in interviewing regional candidates as well as national candidates for the position. When they do find someone available, they will forward it. I think they do have interest from some very qualified candidates, and we hope that we will have someone to present advance to you for your approval in the next couple months. So that there is an aggressive approach to getting a superintendent and the management team in place out at the House of Corrections. In terms of commenting on how to transfer all of this, I think the first step you have to make is providing a roadmap, and mm-hmm. I think the resolution is basically doing that. It might not be perfect. We do the best that we can in terms of laying out all the shared services, but we just want an understanding as to what was really the intent behind the amendment in the 2013 budget. So first we need to get the roadmap, and we are working on all of these issues. We are working on what services are provided at the Health Correction, what services are being provided at the jail, and just setting the expectations that these need to be shared, because if they're not, there's going to be significant increases on the tax levy that the county just can't afford. I mean, inmate medical is about an $18 million program alone. You can't duplicate that. There are other efficiencies that we need to have in working with the shared services model. Otherwise, there's significant risk to the 2013 budget. So we just need the roadmap. We are working on these issues on a weekly basis in those working group meetings, as you refer to them. So
I appreciate those. The third question I had, I guess, would be for Corporation Council, and that is in helping me in looking at maybe all of us in number five and timelines and stuff like that. Is I know it's always hard to predict, does Corporation Council have an idea of, you know, we have our stand, you're getting your case ready, you've stated some of this already, we've talked about this already, and whether this is a case that would be complicated or be long, is the rule set? How long do we think this will last is the bottom line here, as far as litigation is concerned? I'd be interested in hearing that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Attorney Grady, please look into the crystal ball.
Well, my first thing is to issue a caveat, was we don't honestly know for sure until we have a scheduled conference with the court, which will be a couple weeks. But crystal ball gazing would indicate to me this is a case that ought to be resolved on motions, so it should not require a trial. It ought to be, I would think, something that could be done reasonably quickly, assuming the court agrees. So I would hope January, no more than 6 months. I'm looking to my
summer
boss, she's agreeing. So that's a guess. Maybe sooner, maybe later, but I would like to think sooner than that.
Thank you.
Yes, the answer is okay. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Supervisor Weishaupt.
Well, I think it's important to reiterate that we need to kind of clean things up a little bit and clearly define the different roles. And I think that will help in the search for a superintendent when you can, and a management team. You first have to set the structure. You know, we have to build the race car, and then we'll find a driver. So that's what we're doing here, is we're trying to set a clear structure. And once we do that, then you'll be able to recruit a management team for that structure. So I would hope that we would move forward and convince the rest of our colleagues by board day that this is an appropriate step.
Very good. Supervisor Jurczyk, welcome.
Thank you. Just a couple quick comments. First of all, I want to thank Mr. Kemmels for continuing to use the word House of Correction. And I would encourage the chairman of the committee to please refer to that facility as the House of Correction. It was not apparent to me when the sheriff first started to call that facility Correctional Facility South, but it's apparent now that he is attempting to set policy by turning the House of Correction into a jail and therefore not doing the programming that this board very much wants done at the House of Correction. And I suggest we not fall into that trap of giving that the title of what is in essence a jail. So I think as board members and as policymakers, we should be very clear about calling that the House of Correction, which has a specific statutory purpose. And I haven't read the response of court counsel. I'm hopeful. I think we should be fairly aggressive on this because we have clear statutory directives with regard to a board having the ability to have a House of Correction and appointing a superintendent over such a House of Correction if we so choose to have that policy. And I would hope we've got some frivolous claim responses. And I'm not going to be here as an attorney, but I think we should be a little bit aggressive with this because I think the sheriff has way overstepped his authority in attempting to reach into the policymaking role, and now we have the third branch of government having to resolve this. So thank you.
Thank you. Attorney Grady.
Just a quick comment, Mr. Chairman. Just for the record, our office did retain outside counsel to handle this case for the Warren County because Osagio Hartland Law Firm and Ron Stadler, and so our office is not personally handling it. However, we have asked him to be as aggressive as the court will allow him to be in defending the case.
Okay. Very good. If there's no further matters, item number four, there's been a motion for approval by Supervisor Weishaupt. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Johnson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
4 ayes, 1 no. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you.
Okay, item number